CBS News, this is Paul Lockwood. There's been a derailment involving Amtrak.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's glad to be on hand. Good morning. Good morning.
That's my Gomer Pyle voice.
How can a guy that talks like that
sing like this?
Well, we ought to tell all the kids listening this morning there is now an advertising junior. As a matter of fact, we have a kid in our studio.
I'm a little kid here in the studio.
Yeah. And you've heard of advertising?
Yes,
that was
I've
a
heard
big
of
Christmas
I wanted
present,
it for Christmas, call. But they were all out.
Well, you know, there's the big adult game.
You're going to quiz me?
And I'm going to quiz you on this new game, Advertising Junior.
Okay.
Good.
Oh, that's easy. That's Duncan Hines soup. No, Lipton.
How about, I heard it through the grapevine.
Grape nuts.
You did very well. That's how it works. Advertising Junior, now available at your favorite toy store. Roger Erickson with Roger Strom and Dan Rather.
Dan Rather today.
He's in town today.
He's in already.
He's not here with us right now.
He hasn't called me yet, so.
Why don't you do whatever it is you ask
me to do? I usually do the markets about now.
Yeah.
Corn yesterday closed up about a penny. Beans up about 6 cents. Corn.
Also, the news this morning is that car phones will expand into rural Minnesota. Gee, I wish we had that when I was on the farm. Gosh, you can call the feed store and tell them to start raising prices because I'm on the way to town.
I'm Bill Lynch, CBS News. Go now to meteorologist Karen Falloon in the CCO Weather Center for the latest forecast.
Thank you, Bill. We have some snow occurring over northern Minnesota, along with some very strong gusty winds. So right now, 31, the high, 63.
Traffic brought to you by Goodyear. And now a good morning to Dean Spratt at 7:15.
And good morning, Charlie Boone. One of those mornings when 694 may actually save you a little bit of time because we have an accident reported on the 610 westbound.
On WCCO Radio, it's news time with Eric Escala.
Census takers have spent the night traveling to various parts of the Twin Cities, hoping to get a head count of the homeless. Last evening, they visited emergency shelters and meal centers. CCO's Bruce Hagovic joins us from the census headquarters in Minneapolis. Bruce.
Well, good morning, Eric. This really is the first time ever that a comprehensive effort has been made to count the homeless people in our...
Fritz Mondale, when you ran for president, you said you would raise our taxes. When President Bush ran for president, he said, I will not raise your taxes. Now they tell us they're going to raise our taxes. Does that mean you should be president?
I come reluctantly to that conclusion because I think honesty should be rewarded. Now, that's just a personal point of view. It's not biased at all.
It's Piper time. With me today, Mary Pat Mahoney, insurance and annuity specialist at Piper Jeffrey. Mary Pat, I understand there are some tax advantages with annuities.
And Sid Hartman's with us, sports editor of the Star Tribune.
Sir Sidney Hartman from his palatial estate. Sidney, how you doing?
Pretty good today.
Now, did you see my sister at the basketball game last night?
Yeah, I looked for her, but I thought she'd come over and introduce herself. But
well, she's shy.
Yeah, shy like you.
Well, now, what happened there? The beautiful crowd, and they lose by 10.
Well, at one time they were leading by 10.
How was the atmosphere? Kind of a nice, nice evening?
Unbelievable. The stands were filled all around that stadium, 49,551.
The Osgood File. I'm Charles Osgood, CBS News.
This is the Wall Street Journal report. Growth up, inflation steady. I'm Ian McLeod. More in a moment.
News highlights. Here is Steve Murphy.
Charlie, a fire in Cassin, Minnesota has taken the life of a woman in her...
Good morning. Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup.
And Mark Rosen's brought to you this morning by Tyson Chicken Wings. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Charlie. You know, they call it the old barn, referring to Williams Arena, which is home sweet home for the Minnesota Gophers.
This morning's touch vote on WCCO. Do you favor year-round schools? To vote, you must have a touch-tone phone. Call 349-9226 or 349-WCCO. Push Y for yes or N for no.
Good morning, neighbor. This is Dick Chapman with the Morning Almanac. Looking back on this day in history, 25 years ago this date, more than 3,000 civil rights demonstrators led by the Reverend Martin Luther King. Today's WCCO Radio Good Neighbors have been raising money for Minnesota Food Share for the past 8 years.
Stay tuned for the news, then Boone and Erickson on WCCO, Minneapolis, St. Paul, the highest rated radio station in America.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney.
Yeah.